I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom. Welcome, everybody. Happy Friday. We finally got here. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Friday, so we're not going to try to go super hard on the politics, but we have to start somewhere. And I want to start with this statement. These may seem like long weeks, with so much chaos and pain, and extraordinarily disorienting at the very least. And they may seem to be passing extremely slowly. But in no version of this universe are these days more painful than they are for Abrego Garcia, who remains illegally denied due process and sitting in one of the world's most dangerous prisons for no other reason that he is not white. If you don't know who I'm talking about, of course, Abrego Garcia is the man that the Trump administration illegally disappeared in the middle of the night, plopped on an airplane, defied court orders regarding such airplanes leaving the United States and flying to Honduras, illegally deprived him of due process. A man who, again, whose only crime is the color of his skin and the spelling of his last name. A man who a federal immigration judge had ordered previously should never be deported or shall not be deported from the United States. Illegally denied due process, illegally grabbed in the middle of the night, slammed onto a plane that, again, the Trump administration ignored court orders regarding not one plane, not two planes, but three planes. And again, now sits in one of the most degrading, inhuman prisons on earth. Trust me, his days and the days passing for his family are worse than what we can imagine. And yet we need to constantly every day be reminded of what is happening to him. And over the last, again, this week in particular, the Supreme Court's interventions in both Mr. Garcia's case, as well as the bigger, the broader Alien Enemies Act case, which involved some 200 people being illegally deprived of due process. That, according to the Trump-stacked illegal, I shouldn't say illegal, the Trump-stacked corrupt bought by billionaire Supreme Court. So I want to talk about this case and what has occurred in the last few hours, as well as last evening, before we get into some of the lighter topics for this afternoon. And we will lighten it up. It's Friday. We can't go into the weekend with just heaviness. So, focusing just on Mr. Garcia's case, recall that the federal judge overseeing that case ordered the government to return Mr. Garcia to the United States by noon this past Monday. The Fourth Circuit, to which the government appealed, denied the government's appeal. And then Chief Justice Roberts, because they appealed to the Supreme Court, put that order on hold until the Supreme Court could more fully evaluate the Trump administration's request to suspend the requirement, the directive by the district court to return Mr. Garcia to the United States. And the Supreme Court issued a decision last night on that question. I'm going to read you just the operative portion of that unsigned, unanimous, mind you, very few of those these days with the Supreme Court, but an unsigned unanimous opinion. Here's what it says. The district court's order remains in effect, but requires clarification on remand. The order properly requires the government to, quote, facilitate Abrego Garcia's release from custody in El Salvador and to ensure that his case is handled as it would have been had he not been improperly sent to El Salvador. The intended scope of the term, quote, effectuate in the district court's order is, however, unclear and may exceed the district court's authority. The district court should clarify its directive with due regard to the deference owed to the executive branch in the conduct of foreign affairs. For its part, the government should be prepared to share what it can concerning the steps it has taken and the prospect of further steps. In other words, the government is bound by the district court's original order to facilitate Mr. Garcia's return, but not necessarily to effectuate it. I mean, this is why people hate lawyers, isn't it? What's the difference between facilitate and effectuate? Well, facilitate means basically do everything you damn well can. And if facilitate doesn't also mean effectuate, it means do everything you damn well can, but you can't actually be compelled to, I don't know, invade El Salvador to go get this guy. That's what, right? You're supposed to do everything in your power. You screwed up. I've worked in government for a long time before I came to civic media. I made mistakes. Here's what happened when someone called me on my mistake. I'm sorry. Let me work on fixing that as quickly as possible. How about that? And I'll tell you this much. The mistakes I made when I worked in government didn't result in someone being in the most violent prison, in one of the most violent prisons in the world. One of the most unsafe, inhumane prisons in the world. I shouldn't call it the most violent. I don't know if you've not seen the pictures, but they are horrifying. Those weren't the stakes. But my response was always the same. I'm sorry, and I will fix that as quickly as I can. Why is that? Why is there not outcry from these constitutionalist Republicans, these strict constructionists of the Constitution, the Federalists? Where are those people going? Why isn't the government being accountable? Why aren't they acting in good faith? So it's very important. These different decisions over the course of this week got a huge piece right. Mr. Garcia, as well as all of the deportees, were all entitled to due process, and the Trump administration acted unconstitutionally in taking them away without due process. They got that right. But they have fallen so far short of understanding and dealing with the reality that while it has been a long-standing tenet of the legal system, of the practice of law in the United States, that the government is effectively assumed to both say things that are true and to act in good faith, that is a presumption, that is a tenet that simply and demonstrably, obviously, does not apply to the Trump administration. So, short of demanding that the Trump administration make sure this guy shows up, they need to do everything they can to make sure that Mr. Garcia is returned to the United States. That's what the Supreme Court ruled last night. And then Judge Innes had already scheduled a hearing for this afternoon where she was going to be asking them, what have you been doing to get him back? Where is he? Who has custody of him? Do you know what his health status is? What is your plan to bring her back? And what did the government do in that hearing? Told her nothing. So I just want everyone, just let's back up. This is a man whose only crime is the color of his skin and the way that his last name is spelled. A man who a federal immigration judge had said should not be deported, who the Supreme Court has confirmed was owed due process, who received none, who never should have left, that the Trump administration admits they deported and disappeared in error. And this case has been going on since mid-March. What do you mean they don't know and can't provide information to the judge that has been overseeing this case for a month? This has always been the point. Bring him back. Just operate in good faith. Tell the damn truth. Oh, yes, the lawyer that told the truth to Judge Innix is now on unpaid administrative leave, effectively fired for doing the right thing as a lawyer. So we are at a place where the Supreme Court, by delusion and corruption, cannot face facts about the leaders of the federal branch, the executive branch of government. And the number one leader of the executive branch of government, Donald Trump. They cannot face the truth. They aren't dealing with the reality that the courts cannot trust the things that are being said in the courts by Donald Trump's cabinet secretaries or lawyers. This is unprecedented in modern legal history, that government lawyers, whose highest function is to seek justice, not to win, not to further a political ideology, but to seek justice and to fight for the truth, cannot be relied upon federal court judges to tell the truth anymore. I'm going to explain what this means for regular people, for you and me, when we come back. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to this Friday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. You're not going to want to go anywhere because it matters. Keep it locked.